It was small, really functional, and like the first kind of home. Like, always before, everywhere I've lived was kind of like an apartment that I was renting, whereas we kind of turned this into a very like comfortable zone when we'd like decorate it and buy furniture and stuff.
And I didn't really love the apartment at first because it was dark and it was lower, and I got to love that apartment because it was so small and such a functional space. And it was my first home that I had spent so much time setting up.
It was south-facing, and as you entered from the north side, and there was a closet, and then the bathroom. The closet was to your left, the bathroom was to your right.
Do you want to draw, or let's go from one of your previous drawings, because those are really, really close.
Because this was a total guess. I've only been to your house a couple
of
times.
Well, you know what? And you've got it bang on, basically, except for this wasn't a wall.
So this
That was the piece of Eric and Mia's.
Yes.
It's kind of, this is all open.
Mm.
Cabinets were like here, the fridge and stuff. It was... the stove and stuff. And then out here was to the courtyard. Maybe it'd be more like this.
I mean, this was like a little closet here, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Just from this doorway was closer to here, side of it.
Yeah.
So this was like the big open space.
Yeah.
And then we had probably a little, yeah.
So that was like the wall there dividing these two rooms.
Yeah.
But this stopped, didn't it?
Yeah.
But
and
so
it kind of wanted to eat.
There wasn't anything here?
No. It was just a big open kitchen. Entertainment.
Is that fixed?
No.
So that actually got moved?
Yeah. Can we erase it?
Yeah. Okay, so when you came through the front door, would the front door be like here?
Yeah.
Or so
probably
say that was there, thing. And then you had, so you'd have a wall here.
Yeah.
And was there a closet here?
There was!
Yeah.
There was a little closet.
Like a little place where you put shoes and stuff.
Yeah, it was right by this.
Oh. So it was more like here.
Yeah.
And then this is the bathroom.
Yeah.
And was there anything in the bathroom, like fittings or anything, that I should put in? Anywhere the wall would
To scale, fit. This closet would probably be like that. Maybe a bit smaller. And there was the bathroom counter, the toilet, and the tub.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up here in Banff and things were so bad for a few hours. It took me a few hours to realize, oh my God, this is all coming for Calgary. All this power, all this water is racing towards my apartment. So it broke through this. So that was a break.
This glass was all shattered.
It ripped this.
Like it came
the fridge out
there,
and it did
and
that twisty turny and
hit
like
the back
landed
wall
over
then,
there.
You know, that would have caused
it came through. This was pretty crazy.
So it came in here.
This moving this way.
And it just.
Because there was our table and chairs that ended up there.
This way.
So this was like a pretty crazy.
Because everything
so there
was
like. I think because
like
it's narrow, there was a lot of water
and
flowing this
here,
way. And then this was really still.
The main door of our
building was smashed
too. And I know
that it was still because that's so much. Play
also
it.
Came through here.
Also that cat.
The cat.
There's this like ceramic cat that was on the sofa.
The cat on the sofa.
He was on a bookshelf that was right here. And I will draw. He was right there.
Aww.
Just sitting there. And then he was up top. Like on top of it. Like that painting is over there. Like
yeah.
On the very top. And he was with other things. I think I had put him with other cats and like weird things and a picture of a dog and stuff. And he had ended up on the couch, which was along here.
And the sofa was below the flood line, like way below the flood line. So we're figuring that the sofa like floated for a while with the water going up because the cat like stayed on it.
But it was dry on top and he ended up right there. And so I think he just got up and jumped. I love that cat. And I think it came alive and it just jumped onto the couch.
And that other, everywhere else, it was like really moving around.
And then it did come up, like, there was sewage backup.
I think it was quite violent in here.
There too.
And also in the bedroom. The bed.
I think the water more flowed into it. Like this window.
And to have a big bed ram into the wall.
The way the bedroom furniture looked, it looked like it had been lifted.
So our bed went through the wall. I think it was also, it was coming through the windows.
It was still on the wall where the screws were.
Because the apartment that would have been like here, that was like totally smashed.
It looks like the water came up.
And so it was probably just coming from everywhere. So it was probably, there was some coming from this door. Just underneath the door. And
I would say it came in pretty fast because it had, well, it would have came in pretty heavy.
Well, and it lifted all the
hardwood. It would have built up enough to smash the glass.
The hardwood floors were on top of the furniture.
It was all
craziness.
But you know, the water went way up. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of turmoil.
How high did the water go?
7 feet. To the tops of the doors, almost. It was about that much.
Okay. I think that's it, isn't it?